The company has accumulated a warehouse of cash. What's the best use of that cash in a company that requires a great deal of research and development? Share buybacks, higher dividends, capital expenditures, acquisitions?
So WDC has definitely rated dividends as their least preferable use of their cash, and they've said in management disclosure that they first like to go out and do acquisitions. Second, they'll look for share repurchases, and at last, they would do a dividend repurchase. They've recently authorized in 2008 a $500 million share buyback program over a five-year period. But we believe that WDC focuses mostly on the acquisition aspect and research and development in order to either internally develop new products or look out into the marketplace to be able to acquire a company that would solve that need.
And second, in terms of research and development, WDC places a premium on focus on innovating on efficiency. They recently have added almost 15,000 square meters worth of dry room space in both Vietnam and Malaysia, as well as investing in automation, which WDC expects will reduce the cost of goods sold by 1 to 1.5% in years moving forward and add between 150 to 200 basis points to their bottom line margins.
Now, the forecast that you've made for the next several years look to me to be very optimistic. Would you characterize them? How would you characterize them in terms of most likely scenario, worst case scenario, or a best case scenario?
I would like to start off by our forecast was actually based on a baseline scenario. Second of all, in terms of revenue forecast, with the only optimistic part being based in Asia, we do feel, though, that Asia represents a unique opportunity in terms of middle-income Chinese people finally having the purchasing ability to afford computer basic desktops that will maintain WDC's core market right now of desktops and notebooks. But more importantly, we looked at the cost of equity and made sure to be very aggressive in terms of looking forward to how much cost of equity would cost this company. And secondarily, we applied a much higher tax rate of 35% because we did not want to take into account their current tax benefits in both Malaysia and the U.S., which right now is artificially inflating earnings. So I feel at this moment that forecast is actually more on the conservative side because we have managed to withhold those kind of benefits that they're currently enjoying looking forward.
One other thing that we are sure to incorporate into our forecast were the fact that the industry moves in two-year industry cycles, meaning that there are very good years for the industry, and then there are large inventory overhangs, so demand falls. And we were very careful to incorporate that into our analysis instead of just growing revenues at a positive growth rate into perpetuity, because we really wanted to be conservative, and we really wanted our forecast to capture the essence of the hard drive industry.
Can you tell me what the impact of the Japanese earthquake and tsunami will be on this company? And have you put that into your forecast?
The impact from the Japanese earthquake and the tsunami is actually going to be very small on Western Digital. While Western Digital sources a large majority of its parts from Japanese companies, the majority of these companies' manufacturing facilities are actually located outside of Japan. Primarily in Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Singapore. So the tsunami is not going to have an effect in terms of the supply chain, and it's not very material.
Right. Just to add on to that, WDC has been implementing a strategy of shifting its focus from mature markets such as Japan and America to emerging markets such as mostly China, Thailand, and Singapore.
When you were talking about your valuation analysis, you made the statement that you did not factor in the possibility of a takeover because you didn't think that possibility existed, or it was very low, or I can't remember the words you used, but you minimized it. In terms of the fact that this company throws off lots of cash and its price to book is under 2, why did you come to the conclusion that takeover was not in the cards?
I think first and foremost, it's really important to recognize the strong management team that they have here at WDC. Like a lot of our speakers have mentioned today, passion is so important when it comes to management. And this team, led by CEO John Coyne, is extremely passionate about WDC. He's been at the firm since 1983, so he's been able to see its transformation, starting from when the firm was still in calculator and now into hard drives and moving forward. And he really, this is his child, it's his baby, and he really feels passionate about this firm. And we don't believe that he would be looking or willing to sell to the company because he's so devoted to it.
And second of all, the only kind of acquirer would really be a financial buyer, because there is no other player in the market that makes sense for them in a strategic sense to buy this. So looking at that, it would be only an LBO kind of scenario that we're looking at. And because management has shown such a committal to the health of this team, you have people staying on from entry level to CEO and ex-CEO staying on in consulting or emeritus chairman positions, we felt that this was almost a 0% chance of happening.
Finally, as the recent Hitachi acquisition shows, WDC really has the intention of develop a market leader in the hard drive market. And we are seeing that also by their intention to enter the new market, such as solid-state drive, flash drive, and potentially cloud computing, which is enterprise market. Therefore, we do not see that acquisition being a potential factor for the WDC.
Can you comment on how much the management has been investing in enterprise market, and what will be their target market share in this new market? Thank you.
Management, as recently as last quarter, has mentioned that they wanted to aggressively enter the enterprise market. However, management has reiterated that they will not buy just to buy and overpay. They targeted a market share, hopefully between 48% and 52%, roughly in line with all their other segments at the moment, post-Hitachi acquisition. The key thing is, though, they were just interested in 12 months before at 1%. When they made this announcement 6 months, we move forward and see management has already fulfilled halfway of that target, because the Hitachi deal pushes WDC from a market entrant of 1% to one of three market leaders at 30% of the enterprise hard drive market.
John Coyne has been with the firm 28 years. What position does he hold and who replaces him?
So who would replace him going forward if he were to leave? The firm has definitely had, as Amir mentioned earlier, a history of being able to replace from within. I think one of the key would be potentially Wolfgang Nichols, who's been with the firm for a while as well, currently serves as CFO but works very closely with John Coyne. Additionally, you just, again, see people moving on from, you know, COO to CEO to chairman to consulting advisor.
You've mentioned several times that it's a cyclic industry, but you've also mentioned that it's going into maturity. But yet, when I look at the analysis of your margins, you have them consistently even rising. And I'm a bit surprised by that in terms of a mature market. Can you explain your reasoning?
Well, in terms of EBIT and EBITDA margin, you see those rising because of automation, because of increased dry room space, as well as additional benefits in innovation of shipping and sourcing efficiencies. As far as net profit margins, you do see slight decreases with peaks, but these numbers are slightly skewed in historical context because they are colored by the deep economic recession of 2008-09. So the cyclicality going back was much more pronounced. So you're seeing a little bit of a normalization to where the industry was headed before this cataclysmic event, which cut across all industries and all economic spheres. So that's part of the reason you see that. As far as return on equity goes, and where it was modeled actually originally when we did this valuation, you were seeing a decrease in return on equity due to that accumulation of cash, which was dragging down asset utilization ratios. The Hitachi deal deploys that cash, brings back more productive assets, raises return on invested capital as well as return on equity to previous benchmarks.
Time.
Thank you.